Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney helped her party pass a historic bill to unwind Obamacare this week, but its chances of passage in the U.S. Senate remain far from certain. Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington.
After House Republicans passed their bill to overturn Obamacare, they walked out of the Capitol and were greeted with a few hundred protesters who were chanting shame. But Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney was undeterred.
It was really, great to get it done. It was nice that we had the votes and that we were able to do it and deliver. And I feel really proud that we've been able to keep the promise that we're going to, you know, help rescue the American people from what's really been a failing system.
We hear the backlash right here.
You know what I'd say? For something that is President Obama's signature achievement, this is a pretty small crowd. You know, when you think about all of the, you know, mistruths that have been told about it, they've got, I don't even know how many folks out there, but certainly not as many as you would expect.
Cheney says the bill is vital for states like Wyoming.
I mean, I think it's crucially important that we give people relief from Obamacare. It's important, first of all, because the system is failing and because people have got to be able to get access to affordable care. And in the current situation, they just can't. And particularly that's true in a place like Wyoming, where the cost of care is high and where we're rural.
But even many Republicans oppose the bill, which grants waivers to states and could allow them to deny women maternity care or to charge sick people more money. New Jersey Republican Leonard Lance opposed the bill and says it should have been bipartisan.
I am opposed to the bill, and I think the Democrats should come to the table on the issue of the exchanges, which I think is an area that needs reform immediately.
Exchanges are the marketplace where consumers purchase insurance. In Wyoming, residents only have one provider to choose from, and many lawmakers say that shows the system is broken. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Ryan Costello says he couldn't support the measure because he says it opens the door for the health secretary to undo Obamacare's mandate that people with pre-existing conditions can't be denied coverage. States are allowed to ask for waivers to allow insurance companies to not protect those people.
My principles have always been making sure that we have affordable access to coverage for all Americans, and I believe that the pre-existing conditions protection should be without contingency.
But Cheney denies that's the case. She says protections for pre-existing conditions essentially remain.
Yeah, I just don't think that's true. If you look at the language of the underlying bill and the language of the amendments, it's very clear what the conditions are under which states could get waivers. There's no waiver of the prohibition against denying coverage. The issue has to do with the cost of coverage, and there are only limited circumstances, and those have to do with when people have been without coverage for 6 months, and a state has to have its own pool in place to provide cost mitigation in the circumstances where people might be affected by that.
Many rank-and-file Republicans were grumbling that party leaders and President Trump forced them to vote on an unpopular bill that may never see the light of day in the Senate. But Cheney says the effort had to start somewhere.
Look, I mean, the Senate, you know, we'll do our job over here, and then we send it over there, and they're going to have to do their job over there.
Other Republicans are mad that the latest version of the GOP bill was never analyzed by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office after numerous provisions were added at the last minute. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso is a leading voice on health reform, and earlier this week, he was still scrambling to figure out what was in the bill.
Well, I still want to see what's in it. They're, I guess, adding some amendments, and I asked earlier today for a copy of what the amendment was, and I haven't seen it yet.
Many Republican senators are now demanding major changes to the House bill, like fully funding Planned Parenthood and changing the pre-existing condition language. Still, Wyoming Senator Mike Enzi says Senate Republicans must get over their disagreements and pass a bill.
America is going to have to get over it because the system is going to implode on itself. There are too many things that make it a bad health insurance situation. There are a lot of people that don't sign up until they get really sick, and they don't make any payments, and they get fixed, and they drop out of the system as soon as they're fixed. They never paid a dime, but got hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of care. A system can't work like that.
So what's the path forward in the Senate?
Well, that would be strategy, wouldn't it? And you know I don't share that. I just keep working it.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.